Hi, welcome to another episode of the Dental Economist Show. I'm Mike Huffaker, your host, and yes, I'm wearing sunglasses today, which is a little bit unusual, but this is going to be a little bit of an unusual episode. A few weeks back, we had our President's Club trip for Planet DDS. President's Club is an opportunity for us as a company to recognize those that had incredible performances the previous year, not only in the sales organization, but across all other departments as well. There were over 30 folks that joined us on this trip, and it represented a cross selection of sales reps that achieved goals, as well as folks that were recognized by the organization of doing outstanding things, really exemplifying the core values that we have at Planet DDS. So we will be back next week to our typical format of interviewing exceptional leaders across the DSO space. But for this week, we did something a little bit different. So we're coming to you live from the shores of Waikiki Beach. We were in Hawaii for President's Club, staying on Oahu. And I have joining me this week, Chris Hadziev. She is our Senior Director of Inside Sales for Planet DDS, running our Cloud9 and Denticon sales organization. We also have Carlos Vallecillo, who is our Enterprise Sales Director, managing our enterprise efforts. Brandon Javira, who has over 20 years in the space and has built and scaled sales organizations for some of the largest companies within dental. Johnny Adam, who I will die on this hill, is the nicest person in dental, who also works with a lot of our largest enterprise customers to help introduce them and bring them Denticon, as well as Kevin Simmons, who's been in the ortho software space for over 20 years now. Probably the smartest person on ortho software that I've ever met in my entire life. As well as Amanda Barr, hygienist turned software sales rep extraordinaire. And it's going to be a really fun time. I hope you enjoy. It's definitely an opportunity to allow these folks their own moment to talk about what's made them successful, what works for them, and what their experience at Planet DDS really looks like. So I hope you enjoy. I really enjoy the folks that I work with each and every day. I'm so thankful for each of the humans that are on this episode, as well as all of the folks within our sales and revenue organization and across Planet DDS. I think that there is nothing more enjoyable than doing something that you love with people that you enjoy doing it with. And that is something that we are fortunate to have here in our organization. So enjoy, and we'll see you next week back to our regular format. Thank you. Hey there, dental economist. If you're a dentist owner or a leader within a dental business thinking about growing production, case acceptance, patient and staff satisfaction, positive outcomes, and everything else that comes with running a dental business, then you're a dental economist, and you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Dental Economist Show. We're meeting at the intersection of profit and purpose as I sit down with dental leaders who share their stories about dentistry, business, and growth. Welcome back to a special edition of the Dental Economist Show. I am here with an esteemed panelist, no dentists, no economists today, but we do have the Planet DDS sales team that made President's Club, and we're coming to you live from Waikiki in Hawaii. So to my left, I have Ms. Amanda Barr, I have Carlos Vallecillo, I have Chris Hadziev, and Johnny Adams. So these are four of the folks that have joined us here in Hawaii for a celebration of all the success that we had as an organization over 2023. So we just want to have a little chat today, talk about some of our experiences, what we see in the industry, what's going well, what changes we anticipate in the future, and just talk a little bit about, you know, why we enjoy what we do. And so to that end, I want to go over to Johnny. When I joined this company at the end of 2019, was one of two sales reps that we had in the organization. We had a sales team of two and a marketing team of one, and it was his first job out of college. And that was Planet DDS circa 2019. So now fast forward a little over 4 years, and we have around 52 people in our sales and marketing organization. And Johnny is the elder statesman and also probably the nicest person in dental. And yes, I will die on that hill. Johnny, you know, you've been around now, you've seen a lot. What are some of the biggest changes that you've noticed over the past 4.5 years of your time here at Planet DDS?
Well, glad to make the podcast, Mike. Glad to be in Hawaii. Thanks for putting all this together. Yes, I joined in 2017. I'll be coming up on 7 years in July. I think I got here, it was number maybe 35 employee. As you mentioned, it was sales and marketing was very small. But from what I've seen, is just a lot of growth in all the departments and a lot more offerings for our clients. And what I've really enjoyed about with Planet DDS, as we've grown so much, is we've really kept that culture. I know culture's thrown around all the time at all of our dental meetings, but it really is important. And I think that's one thing that I've loved that we've done as we've grown. All the departments continue to collaborate in the culture and the friendships. I think I was texting with some people the other night at 10 o'clock at night. And it was, yes, I'm working, but I feel like I'm just sitting around texting with friends. And that is one of the things that hasn't changed. But as we've grown, we've sort of kept that culture.
That's awesome. Amanda, you joined us a little over 2.5 years ago now. You used to be a hygienist. I have no idea how we ended up hiring you. I think you applied for a training job. Somebody was like, yeah, maybe not training, but she would be amazing at sales. Chris had a conversation with you and is like, yeah, this person is awesome. First time I think you and I met in person, second time you and I met in person was at our company All Hands on the Boat. And you're like, I think I'm going to be really good at this. And sure enough, 2 years in a row, you've made President Club and you are really good at it. Aside from the fact that you now purchase items from Lululemon, how else have you changed in the 2 years since you've joined Planet DDS?
I'm like, Johnny, thank you for having me on the podcast. Yeah, and I think our exact conversation when we met was, and I'd just been with the company for maybe a month, and I said, I think I can do this. And you said, oh, you mean what you convinced us you could do in your interview? And I said, yes, I really think I could. So yeah, you're right. I didn't apply, obviously, for the training position. I have been amazed because this is my first job outside of clinical and then the dental office. So I knew I wanted to stay in dental. I love it. But I've just been amazed with the company. I'll be honest, I'll see on LinkedIn, like, you know, people complaining about managers or their company. And I've said from the get-go, like, whatever I did to jump into this company as my first one, like, I lucked out, because it's just like Johnny was saying, the culture. And I came in when it was a little bigger. It has been amazing. So that's my biggest thing, was like, I see all these people talking about being in companies and the issues. And just like Johnny said, it's like friends. I don't ever wake up and be like, oh, gotta go to work today, because I'm working with friends. And I actually love what I do, because I think one of the reasons I've been successful is because I believe in what I'm doing. And so I don't have to try to sell it, because I'm excited to talk about it and show it.
That's great. I agree completely. And I think that's so important, to have conviction and confidence and faith in what you're doing, and recognize the value that you're adding and the benefit that we're bringing to practices that are able to use our software. So Carlos, in one of our many late night conversations, you were talking about enjoying the journey and the fact that you can have these desired goals that you're always chasing, but really, like, those goals, once you achieve them, is relatively temporary. And that the actual journey in pursuing those goals is where you get satisfaction. Can you talk a little bit about what that means to you and how that's kind of manifested itself in your time here at Planet DDS?
I think that the end result is always, once you achieve something, you stand at the pinnacle and it's kind of like an empty thing, like, what's next? And I think that there's always room to appreciate in the moment, whether it's the struggle, whether it's the collaboration, figuring things out, celebrating minor successes and moving on to the other thing. And for me, whether it's business, work, or personal, that's always been my mindset. It's just really appreciating the moment, because you don't know what's next.
Absolutely. So Chris, you and I are the outliers here with very little dental experience compared to our colleagues. Chris and I worked together in the past. She was actually one of the first hires I made when I was opening an office for a software startup that sold restaurant point of sale solutions, and had the benefit of bringing you on board here to Planet DDS just almost 3 years ago now, I think coming up on your 3-year anniversary. So how have you taken to the dental industry being so different from previous industries that you've worked with? What are some of the things that you really enjoy about working in dental?
Thanks, Mike. This is so interesting. I'm brand new to the dental industry by dental industry standards. I've been in it for only 3 years. And it's so great, because everyone that I'm on calls with has been in the space for 10, 20, 30 years. So I'm like, holy moly, there's something really special about this industry. Why are people in it for so long? They're long lasting. There's a tight-knit community. People all know each other. And so it took me a little while to figure that out. When I first joined Planet DDS, I thought that I could transfer all of my skills and my experience from the retail and hospitality software space to dental. And I was wrong. I had some setbacks. It took me a while to learn that folks really cherish and validate your experience, your knowledge in dental. You kind of have to prove yourself a bit to be in this industry. But once you do, you're in it for a long time. What's different for me from my last software experience, even though retail and hospitality experienced the same modernization from the clunky systems to the cloud, with Planet DDS, the fact that we acquire so many other companies, that's been a different experience for me. And the fact that we've launched so many different products has been really amazing. At my previous role, I think we launched one new feature per year, and it wasn't working well. So we had to sell it despite it not being fully baked. But this has been a different type of challenge and experience.
The acceleration and innovation that has taken place just over the past 12 to 16 months, I mean, it feels like every couple of months there's new product launch. There's something else new that adds benefit to our clients. And it can be a lot to stay up with and a lot to keep up on, but also very exciting. Johnny, I'm curious. I think when I first met you, I was like, this guy can't actually be this nice. Do you think of yourself as nice? And is there anything that you do to stay calm and collected and make sure that when you're engaging with folks that you're just never too high and never too low? Like how do you manage that?
Well, thank you very much, Mike. Try to be nice? No, I think it's just, I try to be, as Carlos said, in the moment. I've been in the dental space 24 years now, been calling on DSOs and groups for 20 years, will be this year when I started with Philips. And in the group space, it's a little bit different. Not that you're always trying to be trustworthy, accountable, own up to any mistakes. And I don't know if that just comes off as nice, but as we've said, it's a small little space in the DSO world. Dental itself is small, but then once you get in the DSO space, you see all the same people at the shows. So it really does become that little niche where it is friendly. And like with dental, everybody's looking to learn. I tell people when we go to the shows, sit down at lunch, sit down at breakfast, and introduce yourself. You're going to run into somebody that's going through your struggles, somebody that you're going to be able to help. I've heard people that have made lifelong friends, and all that comes down to is being nice and being open and being in the moment. But I appreciate the call out, but I just try to be myself and make friends and help out clients and help out partners and teammates.
Yeah, so I have to give Johnny some credit. He is, first off, the best note taker that I've ever met in my life. And he does multi-processes. So he'll take all his notes here. And then he actually gets them all into Salesforce too. And if any of you have ever worked for a software company or worked with salespeople that work with Salesforce, you know how rare it is that people actually use it to its full potential. And Johnny is that person. Secondly, he is so committed to ensuring that he never tells somebody something inaccurate about what the system can do or the capabilities of the software or how it's going to work for them. It will always be a, I don't know, I'll get back to you answer versus making something up that might sound good on the fly. And what sets him apart even more is that he actually gets back to you and doesn't just say that he will and hope that you forgot that you asked the question. So I have a ton of respect for that. And the one last story about Johnny, in software sales and technology sales, oftentimes there's a level of friction between the sales team and the implementation team. Well, why is that, do you ask? It's because oftentimes expectations are not set properly in the sales process. And a client goes to implement their brand new shiny software, and the implementation team is training them on what it does and helping them get implemented. And they're realizing it doesn't do half the things that they thought that it did in the sales process, which puts the implementation team in a really bad spot. I've never seen that from Johnny, and really not in our organization, period. But we were on a call once with a client, with our VP of onboarding at the time. And the client started to say that Johnny had said a few things that were inaccurate about what the software does. And you don't see implementation people come to the defense of salespeople. And our VP of onboarding, you could see that she was offended on Johnny's behalf. Like, there's no way that that would have ever actually happened. I know Johnny too well. So it's really just a testament to your integrity and what a great job that you do. Carlos, you've been in software for a long time now. Tell us what's different for you here and what your experience has been like and how it maybe compares and contrasts to some of your experiences in the past.
One, I want to echo what Johnny and Amanda said about the culture, and it starts from the top down. So the leadership really wants to do the right thing by the customer. So they listen to input, whether it's from experienced salespeople or the customers or new trends in the industry. They really want to do what is right and what is best for the customer. And then the other thing that really surprises me is the speed at which we make a decision and start developing features into the product once that decision has been made. So I think that those two things, one of the drivers for my success while being at this company is the quality of the product. And when I came in, I didn't know, honestly, I knew of Denticon, but I didn't know the details of Denticon. And when I started peeling back the layers and looking at the software, I was amazed at the quality of the product and what it did for the group and DSO space. And that's why this company is successful. And that's why it starts with the product. It starts with the leadership, top down.
Awesome. So I guess a story about Amanda first. We went to the Women in DSO event last year, and I myself have a bit of a challenge at some of these events. I am an outgoing person in general, just not at the level that Amanda is. And so I like to meet new people and say hi, but I still am a little uncomfortable, right? Like talking to strangers is an uncomfortable thing to do for most people. Well, Amanda apparently just like takes off in the room. It's filled with vendors and folks from DSOs within the industry. She comes back. She goes, "All right. I've talked to everybody." Like, everybody? Yeah, no, everybody. So I'm curious, has that always been inside you? And are you one of the hygienists that talks the entire time that you're working while you have your instruments in your patient's mouth?
Okay, so honestly, I was a little shy. I know no one would believe that, but I was a little shy when I was younger. And I love talking to people. I do. I'm also Southern, and that's Southerners, you know, you meet somebody and you're best friends after 5 minutes. At least we feel like we're best friends. I don't know if everybody feels like they're my best friend, but I feel like I'm their best friend.
It's a one-way thing.
Yeah, but I don't care as long as I don't know. It's fine. So I was a hygienist that talked with their instruments in the patient's mouth. However, I know that not everybody likes to hear their hygienist talk the whole time. So I'm self-aware that I'm a talker. So if I felt like they didn't want to talk, then I didn't. I can control it occasionally. But I would also talk, and I wasn't one that never let them speak. I would pull my instruments out and let them answer so they at least felt like they're part of the conversation. But yeah, I just like at that meeting, I love meeting people. Like it's always been my personality, but the South definitely puts that in you too. I spent 9 years in Southern California, and California people are super nice. They're not quite as talkative as what I am. So I would say to patients, like, because I would ask them 500 questions about themselves, and I would say, listen, I'm really not trying to be nosy. And if you don't want to tell me, if you don't want to answer, that's completely fine. I'm just Southern.
So I'm not trying to be nosy, but I'm going to start asking you questions right now.
Yeah, okay. But if they didn't want to answer, it was fine.
I think Chris is onto something with the Uber version of hygiene. You get to choose your experience.
Can I add something about Amanda and Johnny? So professional athletes have God-given talent, and then they work at it, and then they become like just professionals in their field. And I feel like Johnny and Amanda have this God-given talent for connecting with people. And then through sales, they've crafted that just to be excellent. And like Johnny's kindness and his positivity, I think he wakes up. I mean, I wake up positive, but I think Johnny just wakes up. His default is kindness. Some people have to like have their coffee or work out or whatever to get there. I feel like Johnny just like, and Amanda just like kind of wake up, and that's their default.
We get the pictures in the morning of Johnny's basement flooding or his wall getting ruined.
While he's laughing about it.
Or something being damaged. He's like, well.
Or golfing.
Or golfing. Yes.
On a Saturday.
Yeah.
Or final.
Absolutely. And no, it's always like from a good place. So if you were paying attention, you'll notice that we have two new faces up here. So we're now joined by Brandon and Kevin. And Brandon joined us a little over a year ago at this point. And we got Kevin by way of acquisition. So we purchased him. And now he's part of the company and he's stuck. But he has been with Cloud9 basically since the inception of Cloud9.
Yes. Would that be? Year one is technically correct.
Year one. Okay, awesome. So Kevin, I'll ask you this. As somebody that was with another organization that was acquired by Planet DDS, what has your experience been in the last year or so since you joined the company? I know it's a lot of change, super scary. Nobody knows what to expect. People don't like the unexpected, but tell us what your thoughts are.
So personally, I have a chronic fear of change, but I would still say the last year and the acquisition and the transition could not have gone better. And I've also said it many times, I don't think that Cloud9 could have found a better home. Prior to the acquisition, we spent 3.5-4 years owned by Accel KKR, and I will compliment them for always being very supportive and great to work with. But we were clear from the beginning that that was not our permanent home. And so I think one of the best things about the transition to Planet is that this is our new home and we could not have found a better one.
Yeah, there's so much synergy between not only the products, but the people that work behind the products and the culture of the company and the desire to have a customer first, customer centric approach to things. It's been really great. It's always a challenge to integrate new businesses and to kind of define what that new culture is on a go forward basis. But it's been exciting for the past year. Brandon, I'm going to give you a slightly different question. What are you most excited about in 2024?
I think there's been so many great things. One thing I think about is reflection. And we're here on President's Club trip. And it's a reflection of our success and what we've accomplished in 2023. But when I think of 2024, I'm thinking about all the things that we can do to improve and make better and build on those successes that we had and have had over the years. I think we've seen a lot of acquisition, a lot of growth over the last year. And I think just bringing that all together in 2024 and continuing to build on the culture that we've created. I've heard a lot of people talking about it this morning with the culture of Planet DDS, but it truly is a phenomenal culture and everybody working together. And what I'm excited about is that and the continued success of working as an organization to better help our clients to meet their outcomes and their success and the customer experience that they get to receive from us because of our culture. And that's what one thing I've really loved about this company. And you mentioned I've been here close to a year and it's been great from that side of it. We work together. Everybody is driven in the same direction, has the same goal in mind, which is the outcome of the customer and the success of them. And I love that. And that's why we're winning today and why I think we've been successful and why we're going to continue that growth and be successful is because we continue to work together. And I love that.
Can I mention something about Brandon and his team? So Denicon is widely known as an enterprise solution, right? We were right from the very start, we were built for multi-locations and for DSOs. Well, the emerging spot is a really interesting spot to be in. So before Brandon came on board, we didn't necessarily have a specific specialization for those emerging folks, those 2-12 or even larger locations that are just trying to figure things out. Are they going to grow organically? Are they going to get acquired? And so when Brandon came on board, he literally spun up a specially segmented team that works with these organizations. And they're hard to find because they are coming up all the time. You know, we don't know who they are, but you know, you've done such an awesome job with your team. And I think in 2024, I mean, you're hiring. So this could be a plug for someone new. But yeah, I'm super excited to see what you do with your team this year.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you. And it's been really exciting. This segment of the market is expanding, growing. It is hard to find, but we got some new people coming in this year. We're really excited about that. And can't wait for 2024.
That's awesome. Well said, Chris. Amanda, you've been to your fair share of conferences now. What is your favorite thing about going to a conference? And what is something you wish would change about dental conferences or be different?
I think we already talked about what my favorite thing is
at
the conferences.
There's people at conferences. Oh my gosh.
Yes, people. No, it really is. And it's like they're saying, a lot of people like think dental is a big place. It's really not. It's such a small world. And that's one of the things, obviously, as a hygienist, I went to conferences for CE, but it's different in this way. So I love getting to go to conferences and see the other vendors that I know and see potential clients or people that I've been talking to or meet new people. So yeah, that was well covered with what I love about it. As far as the change, you know, I've been to bigger ones there where it's a little more formal. I just went to one that was a lot smaller and I was a little like, I don't know how this is going to be. It's smaller. It was great. Like there was a lot of We did a scavenger hunt, and there was a lot more. Obviously, you can't do that with 30,000 people, but I don't really know that I would change a lot of it. I think just meeting the people in those different ways and the vendors that we connect with, I really can't think of what I would change.
I have one thing I would change. I'd like to have the attendee list before every conference.
Yeah, coming from a true sales leader, if we could please get the attendee lists, that would
Pretty
be
please.
Appreciated.
Emails, phone numbers.
Yes, that's right.
Home addresses.
Yeah, Amanda will show up at your house. So you like the more intimate events, like you enjoyed that
I
experience
did.
Because
yeah.
you can make closer connections
yes.
with a smaller
yeah.
segment of people. Kevin, I'm going to ask you a nerdy question, not because I think that you're nerdy.
I am.
Maybe a little bit. So what has surprised you from like a product industry perspective related to synergies with Denticon and Cloud9? I know we've started to see a lot more of these engagements with folks. Was that something that you expected, or did you think that it wouldn't work out that way?
I was not surprised at all, because there is definitely an emerging multi-specialty market with dental, peds, and ortho all being very tightly knit together. So nothing really surprised me, and it goes back to my point earlier that we could not have found a better home. Denticon is best in class for DSO support. Cloud9 is best in class for OSO support. And to Chris's point earlier, we also work very well for smaller practices as well. So yeah, I think it's been a very good fit.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. I don't know that you could say that Denticon was the first cloud practice management solution, but it was close. Curve probably has something to say about that. They were coming around at around that same time. When somebody actually went to market is, you know, questionable, but if we weren't first, we were amongst the first cloud practice management. Cloud9 absolutely was the first cloud ortho practice management solution.
Still the only true.
And still the only true cloud practice management solution. And XV Web with Apteryx was the first cloud imaging solution. So we really have a heritage of being first in the cloud with our offerings. And now at this point are the only company that has a cloud ortho and cloud practice management solution, which is pretty unique. And we're going to do some really cool things with how we integrate that and allow for a seamless experience for clients that use both of those and have those specialties in their office. Chris, what are you most excited about heading into 2024?
First of all, really excited for the next few days and spending a ton of fun time with you all. I think we have like snorkeling trip. I'm going skydiving on Sunday with a few of our...
Can't believe you're jumping out yes. of a perfectly good plane. Did we get like limitations of liability sign for the company?
Yeah.
I don't know. I got to check.
This is some sort of a verbal legal agreement,
a
right?
Verbal, yeah. You hereby
it's recorded.
Denounce your rights as you jump out of the airplane?
I would not want to ruin President's Club for the rest of you.
Yeah,
so
thank you.
How is
thank
that?
You.
But
we
I did tell
that.
Her it would also ruin it for her. It wouldn't just ruin it for us.
Just a little bit.
Just
yeah.
a little.
So what I'm most excited about this year, I think just related to the product and the sales team, the past few conversations that I've had is, you know, folks really care about access to their data. And we're launching our API 2.0. So I think that that's really exciting. We were chatting with Steve, one of Brandon's reps, and it's coming up in that segment. Of course, it comes up in enterprise all the time. And so I'm very excited to see what our Scotland team is producing. And the other thing is, you know, I think security is super important. And so the fact that we are in a race essentially to innovate the software, I think is really great and exciting. So I think that the few leaders out there in dental software are going to keep one-upping each other in a sense. So that'll be pretty great. And then back to President's Club.
Whale watching,
yeah. So one of the things that I love about everyone that's here is that they're really ambitious. They are hustlers. And so every single person here has already said, I'm going to make it to President's Club next year. So I'm just excited. I hope it's Puerto Rico. That's my vote. Carlos has some home ties there. So really excited to get that experience.
Yeah, I want to tie back to when you were talking about working in restaurant hospitality before and some of the differences with dental and the fact that you've had an opportunity just to meet so many great people in this space. And I think what for me makes it a little bit different and something that I'm just excited about is that there is such a positive impact on society with dentistry and with orthodontics. And it's not every industry that you get to work in that has such an impact. And in order to actually have that impact on patients, A big foundational component of that is having the right software that enables your teams and your offices to be able to provide the care that the patients need. And so just kind of tying that whole thread to being able to provide really incredible outcomes for our clients so that they can provide incredible outcomes for their patients, it just has a lot of meaning. And I just find that it was something that for me coming into dental was unexpected. I didn't know that I would kind of find that tie to it with like this higher purpose to what we are doing on the software and technology side, but it really does feel that way.
Can I say something about that, Mike? I think it's interesting. Johnny's been here a long time. Carlos has been in the industry a long time. Kevin, a lot of us have been maybe 15 plus years in the industry. And I think it really comes down to what you just mentioned. We all have the same common goal, which is providing our customers with a solution that benefits them to be able to practice dentistry and continue the business of dentistry, which has made us why I think we've all been successful and we're here is we care about them and the outcomes that our software and our solutions and our services provide to our end user.
I want to jump in really quick just because I have been in the dental office for, I'm not much older than this, but I thought the other day that I have actually been in dentistry almost 27 years. So one of the things that about dentists, and it's funny, patients will come in and like I had a patient like, oh, I was at this other dentist and he found 5 fillings. He just wants my money. And I was like, first of all, if he wanted your money, it'd be 5 implants, not 5 fillings. But the thing about dentists that I think people don't realize is they care about their patients. And that is what drives them. And I know a lot of people think it's money. I have, you know, patients like, oh, I'm paying for his Maserati. And they care about their patients. And for me, that's why I'm excited to show DentaCon, because I can help their office run more efficiently so that that's what they focus on. Because that is 99% of them care about their patients. So we can offer a solution that takes out the task that take a while, that take away time from that patient care and let them offer that to their patients. So that's why I'm always excited to show it.
Passion. And I believe that with Amanda, she really does express that. And all of her communications, her demos, she truly cares about the outcome and just the end user.
Been trying to add, it is an industry built around relationships, which is what makes it special and what makes it even easier to care about what you do and who you get to work with, including the customers, of course.
Absolutely. All right. So we're going to wrap up here in just a second. But before we do, I'd just like to go to each of you and maybe you could share one or two things that is either part of your system, part of your process, or something that you do that you think you do well that is attributed to your success in 2023. And we'll start with you, Amanda.
Yeah, a couple of things. Seeing as this is my first sales role, I think what makes me successful is, like I said before, I believe in what I'm selling. I think it can seriously change your life in dentistry if your office runs efficiently. So I believe in it. Also, I always say like I went to the dark side in sales, but the fact is that I am helping them. Like I'm trying to, I don't just say whatever. I'm very upfront with what it does, what it doesn't do, because they're obviously going to figure it out, right? They're going to, if I'm telling them something that's not the case, and I want them to be successful. So, and I've figured out I am a little competitive, which I didn't realize that I was, but I am.
Just a touch.
I always want everybody to do great. I just want to do a little better.
That's right. That's the competitive and collaborative value that we have here. So, Kevin.
Well, I'll get into the weeds with my answer. So I qualified for President's Club on December 30th by a couple $100s. So, and I made 40% of my annual quota between November and December. So that was definitely a matter of focus and team effort. And I will credit Mike Huffaker for laying down the challenge of you need this number in this number of weeks. And I worked together very closely with Carlos, who was on earlier, and we managed to get through and close enough to qualify. And so, you know, it was a fun end to the year and something I'll try to do a little earlier in the year in 2024.
Yeah. So why did you take off the first half of the year and decide that you didn't need to work?
Sarcastic answer or real? Answer. I don't know. I don't like poking Mike. So I'll give you the real answer. I think that there was a slow start to the year again this year. And I think part of that is in my focus on OSOs. There doesn't seem to be people that are either looking to buy at the end of the year for different reasons, or they're looking to plan initiatives further into the year. So that would be one excuse. But at the same time, I would credit some of that to just the change with Cloud9. And I was still focused on multiple things, including still owning the go-to-market for Cloud9 Connect, which we've had great success with. So there's my real excuse, but at the same time.
No, reasons. Reasons and excuses can be different things.
This is true.
All right. Chris, what about yourself?
All right. I really love authentic engagement with people. And it's just such a pleasure working with everyone on the sales team. And what I mean by that is just talking about deals, talking about closing deals, working through problems or obstacles. I really love working with the sales managers, with the sales folks to create a winning solution or situation. So I like engagement and I think I'm really good at it. I like winning, which is if you have good communication and good engagement, we're going to win deals. And gosh, what else? One thing that really stands out for me is one of the revenue team principles, Mike, which is the freedom to fail. It's okay that we make mistakes. We need to uncover them. We need to recognize them and we need to get better. And that is so liberating. And it offers more confidence in my ability to engage with the sales team, to engage with our clients and our prospective clients. So I think that that's what's made me and all of us very successful.
Awesome. Brandon, what about yourself?
Besides being super competitive, I think we've all touched on it a little bit here, but I think that it's about what we're providing to our customer and the passion that I personally have in the outcome that it provides for the doctor and the office staff and what it does for them. I think that's why we ultimately win, is we have a team that feels that same way. We're passionate, we care, and we build that trust with the customer, which in turn is a win-win for both of us. And that's all I could ask for. And I think with any sales, in anything you're doing, if you have passion about it, you love what you're doing, you care about what you're doing, and you truly care about what that product or service is providing for the customer, you can't lose.
And for me, when I think about what we did really well over the past year, year and a half, it was just bring great people into the company. And, you know, I wake up every day, I'm just excited to work with the folks that we work with. I have a real hard time with work-life balance. Chris knows about this. I don't actually know that it exists because sometimes I don't think I'm actually working. So I'm more of the quality of life bucket now versus work-life balance. But it's been a really great year working with really great people who all want to do great things. And when you're all kind of headed in the same direction and know where you want to go, it's pretty special as well. And we've had an opportunity to work within an organization at a time in an industry that's at a really interesting inflection point that is not something easily found. So I think just also having a lot of gratitude for the opportunities that have been presented to us is really important. And if you lead with gratitude, then you can be like Johnny, where you realize that even when things go wrong, there's more to be thankful for than to be complaining about. So before we wrap here, I just have to give a shout out to our fearless leader, Eric, who's not here. So Eric, he travels a lot. He's probably traveled, I would guess, 40 to 60 times on an airplane over the past 3 years. But Eric's missed two flights. You know which two flights? Two of the last three President's Clubs. So it's a little shocking. I'm not sure exactly what's going on with that. But 2 years ago, for an international flight to Cabo, he thought it would be okay to show up to the airport 25 minutes ahead of time. And he was shocked that they wouldn't let him on the plane. He's like messaging, like, I can't believe this. Like, I'm here 25 minutes early. It's like, Eric, it's international. Try 40 minutes, buddy. What? And then yesterday, he goes to LAX and he forgets his license. So since he's not here, decided we would roast him a little bit. So we do love you, Eric. But man, get it together. We were all really looking forward to having you here. And then one last shout out, because I know, Eric, you were messaging with Lee Feinberg earlier today. And for all of those in the software space, if you have an opportunity to sell to Lee, you should. He is the easiest person to negotiate with. No challenges whatsoever. Now, he drives a hard bargain, but he is an awesome client, and he wanted to be here as well. Maybe if Eric made his flight, Lee, he would have brought you with him. So next time. All right. Any closing remarks? Anyone have anything that they want to say before we sign off? Carlos, Johnny?
I'll take us home. So a lot of the focus today was complimentary towards the individual active sales reps here that spoke. And I want to shine a light on the sales leaders that you've also met today, including our fearless leader, Mike Huffaker. Part of what makes us successful is that we are great at the top and it trickles down from there. So all of them are wonderful individuals who I love working with closely, and all of them had a great hand in our success getting here to President's Club.
All right. And thank you for joining us on this episode of the Dental Economist Show. Hopefully you get a sense of the camaraderie that we have as a team, as an organization, and we'd love to work with you. So thank you.
The Dental Economist Show is brought to you by Planet DDS. To find out more about how cloud-based dental software by Planet DDS helps unleash dentists and their staff to focus on patient care, visit www.planetdds.com. Stay tuned for upcoming episodes by following wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for listening.